Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights, an economist that's focused on the flooring business and publishes a report every year called the U.S. Floor Report. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I thought it'd be good to talk right after Labor Day and get a read on where the economy is today and what we might be able to expect in the fourth quarter of 2019.
We think, and our economic forecasters seem to agree, that things will improve in the floor covering business and the economy will continue to improve. And I think that's the main issue that I wanted to talk about today. It's the context of the economy. If you go by a lot of the reports we hear, you would think we're on the way to crashing, but yeah, the numbers don't indicate that. For instance, the index of leading indicators is up on average 2.7%, and that foretells of what's going to happen in the coming quarters. Real wages are up. We even have a labor shortage right now. Mm-hmm. Employment is up. Energy prices are around $59 a barrel, which is manageable for most people. And on the plus side of that, anything over $55 a barrel, the shale oil people are making money. And so they're flooding the market with gas and oil. Mm-hmm. And that keeps the price down.
What you're saying is, while I guess it's 24-hour news, even the Wall Street today is talking about the fact that this manufacturing index below 50 for the first time since 16. I mean, they're just selling newspapers. The TV shows are just trying to get more people to watch the Ask Your Doctor commercials. I mean, so what you're saying is that we might be able to talk ourselves into a little bit of a depression. It won't be a recession. And you're saying fundamentally there's a lot of good things going on, right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing we have to be careful of, because consumer spending is 2/3 of the American economy.
Right.
And if the consumer stops spending, everything else doesn't matter. Yeah. We will start to decline. And people are getting cautious with floor covering and with other renovations because of what they hear. Why I say that is we're seeing the savings rate rise.
Yeah.
And that indicates that people are putting the money aside for this rainy day they think may be coming and not spending it on their homes or whatever, because existing home sales are still strong. I mean, we're seeing 4.6 million units, and that's a good number, and every existing home that's sold has a really good chance of being renovated. We know that. The higher index of renovations goes with existing homes in the first 2 years of purchase. You know, we got real GDP. It's still up. And even though it's rising at a decreasing rate, it's up so far this year around 2.5%.
You know, the joke with the economists, and you are an economist, is that you can't have an economist with just one hand, because they always say, but on the other hand. But what you're saying is that, look at GDP for a minute. I mean, last year, an average of around 2.9%. This year, you're calling for it to be just 2.3%. So still right above 2. So that doesn't sound like we're headed into a recession, does it?
No. Mm-hmm. And we got to be careful we don't talk ourselves into it. The world economies are slowing. Europe is paying the price for some policy mistakes they made earlier. Even China is being affected by these tariffs. Their growth rate is now below 5%. That's horrendously low in Chinese terms, mm-hmm, because normally they're in the 7 to 10% gain, and they've had double-digit growth in the past. But people are reacting to recession talk. Things like floor covering, which are a purchase that can be put off, yeah, some people are putting it off. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. dollar is strong. People are coming here to investing in America because it's the only solid investment that's left in the world. But like I said, the issue is still around questionable futures. Even though the numbers don't show any dire situation, they can turn dire if the consumer pulls back seriously.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you mentioned this strong dollar. Again, in the Wall Street today, they were talking about the dollar being the strongest it's been in several years, and I guess that makes imports a better value, right?
Yes, it does, which goes to my next point about the tariffs. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pointing to the tariffs and saying, well, this could tank the economy. Well, all of China trade represents less than 3% of America's $20 trillion economy. like I said, consumer spending is 67% of the American economy. So $540 billion of Chinese imports is dwarfed by consumer spending. And even though it affects the floor covering industry inordinately, especially amongst LVT, which is the top product right now, we're seeing continued growth, actually, in LVT imports. And including LVT imports from China, which would go to the fact of what we've talked about in the past, which is people are inventorying up.
Well, also, it's the only place, some of these LVTs, it's the only place you can get it. I mean, they're trying to build it over here, but they're having trouble. So right now, if you want rigid LVT, most of it's coming from China. So
yeah, and Chinese imports are up 16% for resilient. On the other hand, if you look at wood flooring, overall imports are down 19%, and China's down 38%. So it is having an effect on China. Their ceramic tiles down 20% in imports. The laminate is down 31% in imports from China, whereas the total laminate import number is down 25%. Even ceramic, which is only down 4%, China is down 20%.
Right.
People are finding alternatives, and they're finding it in places like Spain and Brazil and Mexico. But LVT, they don't have a choice right now. In wood, they're finding some alternatives in Vietnam and in Canada.
So some of the flooring executives that I talked to with some of these bigger companies are hoping for a stronger second half. Do you think we'll see a stronger second half?
I think so. And I think you're going to see commercial start to turn around. I think we've reached the bottom, and we're going to start to see stronger commercial construction, and that's going to help as well. If consumers continue to spend and don't fall off as badly as, you know, it could. Yeah, commercial should start to turn this quarter, and it should improve in the subsequent quarters.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you and good to get a read from you on the economy and where you think the business is going to head. Again, been talking to Santer Trecivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.